Chapter 3. Tom Finds Love. Tom talked to Huck for a long time, and he got to school late. The teacher punished him, but it did not matter to Tom. He had something better to think about. A new student. She was the most beautiful girl in the world. She had blue eyes and yellow hair, and her name was Becky Thatcher. Before Becky, Tom loved Amy Lawrence. For many months, he wanted Amy to love him too. Finally, Amy said, "I love you." For 7 days, Tom was the happiest boy in the world. But now, Tom forgot Amy, and he thought only of Becky. "Say, Becky, are you going to marry anyone?" Tom asked.
"No,"
answered Becky. "Would you like to?"
"I don't know. How do you marry?"
"You say yes, then you kiss the boy."
"Kiss? Why do you kiss?"
"Why? Because, well, they always do that." Tom put his mouth close to Becky's ear, and he said something very quietly. Then he said, "Now you say it to me, the same words."
"Turn your face away," Becky said. "I don't want you to look at me. And you must never tell anyone, Tom."
"I won't tell anyone, Becky." She moved her head close to his, and she said sweetly,
"I love you."
Then she ran to a corner of the room. She sat, and she hid her face. Tom sat next to Becky. "Now we kiss," he said, and he kissed her mouth. "We did it, Becky," he said. "Now you will always love me. Will you marry any other person?"
"No, Tom, I'll only marry you. Will you always love me?"
"Of course, and we'll walk to school together."
"It's nice," said Becky. "I never knew about this."
"Oh, it is nice. Amy Lawrence and I..." Tom saw Becky's big eyes, and he stopped talking.
"Oh, Tom," said Becky,
and she began to cry.
"You didn't choose me first."
"Don't cry, Becky. I don't love her now."
"Yes, you do, Tom."
Tom tried to take her hand, but she pushed him away. She cried and she cried. Tom thought, "What can I do? What can I say?" He left the room, and he did not come back to school that day. Soon, Becky ran to the door.
"Tom!"
she shouted.
"Come here, Tom!"
She listened, but there was no answer. She sat down and she cried again. But soon she had to stop crying because the children came inside for afternoon school.